Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something really important, that intersection of healthcare and technology.
Right.
And our mission for this deep dive is really to understand the vital role physicians play, not just, you know, using the tech.
Not just as end users, exactly.
But actually shaping the future of health tech.
That's the key. And we're drawing heavily from this really insightful piece from Harvard Medical School, Physicians, Driving the Health Tech Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
We want to unpack why that clinical insight is so often the missing ingredient for health innovation that actually works, that has impact, and crucially, how physicians can step up and lead.
Okay, so let's set the stage a bit. We all see how fast health tech is moving, mm-hmm. right? Telemedicine, wearables, AI diagnostics.
It's everywhere.
These things are fundamentally changing how care gets delivered. But, and this is where it gets really interesting, based on that Harvard article,
mm-hmm.
there's a problem.
There is.
Yeah.
The article really zeroes in on this. A lot of health tech, even brilliant stuff, it kind of fails in the real world.
Fails. How so?
Well, often because it's built without enough input from the clinicians who actually have to use it day in, day out. Think about an AI tool. Maybe it's incredibly accurate.
Mm-hmm.
But if it takes, say, 20 clicks to log a finding, or if it disrupts the doctor-patient interaction,
it just won't get used properly.
Oh,
that's frustration.
Exactly. You end up with solutions that are technically amazing, maybe, but practically, not so much. Often overly complex, they don't meet the real needs of patients or providers.
And that means wasted resources, wasted
yeah.
effort.
And it erodes trust. That's a huge one in healthcare.
Right. So the unique value here is what physicians bring because they're on the front lines.
Precisely. They have that firsthand knowledge, workflows, constraints, you know, the messy reality of a busy clinic or hospital ward, and most importantly, the patient side of things.
So their involvement ensures tech isn't just advanced,
uh-huh.
but it's relevant. It's user-friendly. It's actually centered around the patient.
Exactly. Without that perspective, you might build something technically brilliant that doesn't solve a real problem people have.
Yeah, a solution looking for a problem instead of the other way around.
You got it. It's about bridging that gap between the lab and the bedside.
Okay, so that perspective is key. Which brings us to the practical side. How can doctors actually get involved? You know, beyond just using the latest app someone hands them.
Right. And the Harvard article outlines some clear paths. First off, just active participation in development.
Like beta testing?
Beta testing, giving feedback on prototypes, being part of iterative design cycles, really getting hands-on.
Okay. What else?
Then there's consulting. This is big. Physicians consulting with startups or even established health systems to make sure new tools really match up with clinical priorities.
Making sure it fits the workflow, not disrupts it.
Exactly. And related to that, advisory roles. Being on product development boards specifically to champion usability. We keep coming back to that, don't we?
Because it's crucial. If it's not usable, it doesn't matter how smart it is.
True. And then even stepping into leadership. Doctors taking on roles within health tech companies or leading innovation teams inside hospitals or health systems.
So really being at the table where decisions are made.
Guiding the direction, yeah.
All right. So for a physician listening who thinks, okay, I want to contribute, what are the first steps? How do they get started?
Good question. Education is a big piece. Workshops, maybe certificate programs, just staying current with innovation trends through seminars and reading.
Keeping up to speed.
Definitely. And networking is huge. Joining industry groups, going to conferences. The article mentions groups like the AMA.
American Medical Association.
Right. And AMIA, that's the American Medical Informatics Association. Mm-hmm. And HIMSS, Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society.
Those sound like great places to connect.
Yeah, they offer real opportunities for clinicians to engage with the tech side.
What about more formal training, like degrees?
Well, the article notes that things like a master's in health informatics or even an MBA can definitely boost a physician's impact. But it also stresses they're not essential. You don't need another degree to start contributing.
It's an option, not a requirement.
Exactly. And don't forget online engagement, LinkedIn groups, digital forums. There are lots of ways now to connect clinicians with peers, with startups, even just for initial conversations.
Makes sense. Lots of pathways then.
Definitely.
Okay, let's zoom out. If we connect this to the bigger picture, why should everyone care? Not just the doctors or the tech folks.
Yeah, this isn't just about adopting a new gadget. The article makes a strong case that when clinicians drive the tech, the benefits ripple out across the whole system.
Okay, like what kind of benefits?
Well, most importantly, improved patient outcomes. because the interventions are grounded in clinical reality and evidence.
Makes sense. Better tools, better care.
Right. And then efficiency and safety. Designing tools that actually smooth out workflows, reduce errors, rather than adding complexity. Think about nurse or doctor burnout.
Huge issue.
Huge. When the tools actually help instead of hinder, that improves clinician satisfaction. They feel like the tech is working for them.
Which in turn helps with retention, quality of care.
Absolutely. And finally, cost effectiveness. When development is targeted at real needs, guided by clinical insight, you're less likely to waste money on solutions that don't get adopted or don't deliver value.
So it's really a win-win-win. Better outcomes, happier clinicians, smarter spending.
That's the idea.
Wow. Okay, so there's a real sense of urgency here, isn't there?
There really is. The health tech sector is booming. Investment is pouring in. AI is advancing like crazy. It's moving fast.
Right.
But its true potential, the article argues, really hinges on getting that clinical involvement right. Physicians are in this unique spot to guide it all, to make sure these powerful tools actually deliver value where it counts.
At the bedside, basically?
At the bedside, in the clinic. Making sure telehealth platforms, AI diagnostics, whatever it is, that it works in the real world.
So this is really an invitation, isn't it? To physicians listening.
Absolutely. An invitation to step up. Get into the venture meetings, the innovation labs, join an advisory board.
Influence the design, test the tool.
Provide that critical feedback. It's not just about using the technology anymore. It's about leading its evolution.
Leading its evolution.
I like that. Because the core idea, the real takeaway, is that the next big leaps in healthcare innovation, they won't just come from algorithms or shiny devices alone.
They come from combining that tech with deep clinical understanding.
Exactly. From the hands and minds of the clinicians who live and breathe patient care.
So this raises a big question maybe for you listening. How do we make sure that technology, especially in something as personal as health, truly serves our deepest human needs?
That's a critical question. And the source material strongly suggests the answer lies with empowering those clinicians, the ones who understand care from the inside out.
When physicians really take the wheel, guiding how this tech is developed and used.
That's when we'll see solutions that are not just powerful, but also practical, designed to truly work where it matters most.